Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told lawmakers on Wednesday that China was very carefully watching how Washington and the world respond to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
The stakes in Ukraine go well beyond Ukraine. And to your point, I think it has a profound impact in Asia, for example. Everyone is watching to see how we and the world responds to this aggression, and they'll draw their lessons from it.
Speaking on the heels of a visit to Moscow by Chinese President Xi Jinping, Blinken said if Russia was allowed to attack its neighbor with impunity, it would open a Pandora's box for world would-be aggressors and lead to a world of conflict. At a news briefing, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida says he will support Poland, which bears an increasing burden due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Alongside Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki, Fumio Kishida says he visited Ukraine and conveyed unwavering solidarity of Japan and G7 directly to President Volodymyr Zelensky, adding, as this year's G7 presidency, Japan will work together with Poland to demonstrate leadership so that the international community can unite and firmly support Ukraine. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Another day passed on Wednesday without an indictment against former U.S. President Donald Trump. A law enforcement source at a grand jury in the New York City District of Manhattan did not meet as expected on Wednesday. Trump had predicted he would be arrested on Tuesday in a New York probe of alleged illegal hush money payments he made to porn star Stormy Daniels. If indicted, Trump would be the first U.S. president to face criminal charges. This is VOA News. A lawyer for one of the former Proud Boys leaders charged with seditious conspiracy says federal prosecutors have revealed that a defense witness was secretly acting as a government informant for nearly 2 years after the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Here's AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer with the latest.
Defense attorney Carmen Hernandez asked a judge to schedule an emergency hearing so the defense can learn more about the prosecutor's use of the informant. The judge ordered prosecutors to file a response to the defense filing by Thursday afternoon and scheduled a hearing as well, putting testimony in the case on hold until Friday. Hernandez said the unnamed informant participated in prayer meetings with relatives and had discussions with family members about replacing a defense lawyer on the case. Law enforcement routinely uses informants in criminal investigations, but their methods and identities can be closely guarded secrets. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Ukraine conflict has caused a global spike in the price of fertilizer, and in Africa, there are warnings that countries like Malawi are facing food insecurity as crops fail. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
What Moscow calls a special military operation prompted sanctions on entities within Russia, a major fertilizer exporter. A jump in the price of gas, key in the manufacture of nitrogen products, has also pushed up prices of crop nutrients globally in the last year. In southern Africa, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization says Malawi, as well as Zimbabwe and Angola, are facing food insecurity because of reduced fertilizer use. Prices have more than doubled in Malawi in the past year.
That was Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Boris Johnson said on Wednesday he did not lie to Parliament over rule-breaking COVID-19 lockdown parties as the former British Prime Minister fought for his political career at a hearing with lawmakers.
I apologize for inadvertently misleading this House, but to say that I did it recklessly or deliberately is completely untrue, as the evidence shows.
Parliament's Committee of Privileges is investigating the issue. If the committee finds Johnson deliberately misled lawmakers, then he could be suspended. Any suspension longer than 10 days could prompt an election to remove him from his parliamentary seat and end his political career. Sotheby's Auction House in New York is putting a nearly complete 1,100-year-old Hebrew Bible up for auction in May. The estimated price is between $30 million to $50 million. Its anticipated sale speaks to the still bullish market for art, antiquities, and ancient manuscripts, even in a worldwide bear economy. The ancient manuscript was going on display at a Tel Aviv museum on Wednesday as part of a global tour meant to drum up interest. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.